UCLA Bruins being represented here. We're going to go from the defensive side of the ball to the offense. Now, this was the interview Gunther wanted because he's a center.
With all due respect to Kenny, of course.
I wanted to talk to Kenny Young.
Of course.
Because I respect the linebacker position, but apparently there's some love affair between you and the center spot.
Well, when you're a
center,
that's what I'm talking about. You know, obviously, the linebacker, it's a contentious relationship.
Exactly.
The linebackers, they're your friends off the field. They're beating the hell out of you on the field, though. I'm sure you and Kenny have had a few battles.
Oh, yeah, every day. You know, it's fun to go against a guy like Kenny. He's going to get the opportunity to play at the next level.
You can introduce our guest here?
Well, of course, Scott Quisenberry, the All-Pac-12 center for UCLA. Scott, you've had a tremendous career. Don't you have some family members as well who've had some pretty great careers on the offensive line?
I have. I do, actually. My oldest brother, David, played college football at San Jose State, started as a walk-on tight end, put on 80 pounds, started to play offensive tackle, and got drafted by the Houston Texans in the sixth round, and now he's over in West Virginia at the Greenbrier right now, fighting his butt off. So,
Scott, of course, you've played a bunch of different positions as well throughout your career. Are you finally settled in? I mean, do you feel like center is your most natural position?
Yeah, I do. I feel very comfortable at center. I see a lot more. I can see, you know, it's more open there. If you're playing a four-down team, four-down front, you can see safeties and rotations and all that stuff. So I feel very comfortable there, and I feel like I did some good things last year, but I still have a lot of room to improve.
What's going
to
change UCLA's offense this year? I know you guys have got a new coordinator. Jed Fish has come in. Another change on the offensive side, philosophy-wise. So what's going to look different? What's going to look the same that we saw from UCLA a year ago?
Josh Rosen's going to be under center again, so that's always good. We're looking forward to that. And Coach Fish, you know, he has a great philosophy and he has a great plan to put us in a position to succeed. You know, sometimes last year we majored in things that, you know, we weren't really tailored to do, but this year Coach Fish knows what we're good at and he's going to do a lot of that, so.
What's the process like for you getting involved in the play calling and calling out the defenses and making those adjustments now? Because it's not just the quarterback learning new offenses. You've had to do this now a few times, too, the last couple of years.
Yeah, this year it's a lot more hands-on, you know, and with the implementation of Coach Fraley, our new O-line coach, he played center in the league for a long time, so he's done a really, really good job of kind of grooming me into, you know, seeing more and making the correct calls, making the correct checks on the line of scrimmage. And, you know, me and Josh have been on the same page 99.9% of the time during spring and during our PRPs this summer.
Player-run practices,
yes,
now. How have those changed the last few years?
Actually, you know, this is we did them a little bit, but this year we've really, like, bought into the idea of them, and they've really helped us. You know, we've called it the SOI, the Summer of Improvement, and it's been tremendous for us, and we've really embraced the idea of we got to get better on our own, and you know, we have been doing that. So
Scott Quisenberry with us here, center for UCLA. Terrific career, redshirt senior going into it. Is there a game on the schedule you guys have circled this year?
You
looking forward to a game in particular?
We circle the first game. We circle that game for that week. So that's all we have.
Such
on our
a
mind.
Pat answer. Boy, Coach Morrow would be proud of that out of his redshirt senior center, wouldn't he, Kyle?
You got to say the right answers, man. Media day is important. You could hurt yourself out here. One wrong sentence, and, you know, we'll all be tweeting about this stuff. Do you guys get a little bit of media training nowadays? The media is much more involved than it was 15 years ago.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you get your media meeting every year, so it's good. And some people pay attention, some people don't. So,
well, but there's also there's this kind of this dichotomy where, you know, there's a lot of individual talent in football, mm-hmm. but you are on a team, and so – you know, some guys might want to get more interviews. Some guys might not be into it. How do you guys handle that as a team when you feel like somebody might be drowning in their own spotlight a little bit too much?
You get them off of the podium as fast as you can. So, yeah, you know, everything is about the team. Team comes first always for us. So we try to, you know, obviously be humble in our approach and what we say on the air and stuff like that.
Your tackle last year, Connor McDermott, was about 6'9". Your left tackle this year is about 6'8" or 6'9". Can they hear you all the way up there when you're making your calls?
Yeah.
Can you yell at them?
Yeah. They can hear us. You know, it's good to get Colton Miller back. He's going to have a very productive season. It hurt us losing him last year, but yeah, they can hear me.
Who's the strongest O-lineman on the team?
Strongest? Like weight room strong?
Of course. No. No, like or D lineman. I mean, who's the top weight room guy? Yourself?
This guy, right? He just put two thumbs to the chest.
That's what I figured.
If you add them all up, I'd probably say myself.
Speaking of strength, we just had Kenny sitting in that seat, and we were talking about we're the flagship for the University of Utah. He played at Utah. I'm the play-by-play guy, and he talked about that game and talked about the offensive line for Utah last year being tough and physical. That's kind of Kyle Whittingham's mantra. You've got to match up with that defensive line last year. Guys like Mo Kafisi and Lotulele, former teammate of yours, is now going to be playing on that defensive line. Kylie's going to be up there. Yep. So, well, just a thought on your matchups. You've played against Utah a number of times now, Scott.
Yeah, they're, you know, well-coached, hard-nosed. They play with energy and passion. You know, you can really see it when you're out there playing against them. It's always a fun game, you know. It's always, you know, we've gone back and forth the past couple of seasons. Last year it was lights out, shootout, and then the year before, what was it, like 16-13 or something like
low
that?
Low scoring.
So you never know really what you're going to get with that game, but it's always fun to play them. You know, it's great competition. They got talent all over the board, offensively and defensively. So it's always fun to either go down to Salt Lake or them come up
to us. It's a primetime game this year. It's a Friday night. Early November, Salt Lake City.
Gonna be a little chilly.
Gonna be a little chilly up there. You SoCal boys might have to. You know, you'll come. They'll come out with their shirts off to be tough. But, you know, we'll get a little snow that night.
O linemen do that most of the time, just to make sure the ladies in the crowd get their ticket value.
I don't come out with my shirt on. I keep my goods covered. So.
Oh, is that what? Okay, so it's like, you're like a masterpiece. You don't want to show before it's ready.
Exactly.
Okay.
He likes to save a little something for later. You don't show it all up front.
Look, I'm not saying
leave
my strategy
wanting a little
worked.
Something.
I couldn't. In fact, I married the first woman who would ever talk to me. So I get it, man. It's a hard battle out there. The women folk, they want to know about the quarterbacks and all this. I'm sure you get asked about Josh Rosen a lot.
Yep.
Can you use that to your benefit in the social realm? I know Josh Rosen. He touches my butt.
No, I haven't taken that approach yet. So maybe I'll try it, but I haven't used that one yet.
Free advice, man. Again, I was not good with the women, but try it. It might help you.
Just walk around with him. That's probably the best approach. Just be like, hey, I actually know him. Like, we're friends.
There's a big thing in Utah. Folks just have this idea, you know, Hollywood, California must be amazing. They just dream about the beach all the time. For those listening in Utah, grinding away at work, I mean, how often are you guys at the beach? I mean, is it like 5-6 times a day?
No. We you get to the beach a couple times a year. In the summer, you know, it's a little more, especially when you're an older guy like me. You're not enrolled in classes right now because I've only got 4 more units to take. So, you know, you kind of get more of a luxury now as you get older in your career. But, you know, you're not there a lot because
you're only like 12 minutes, depending on the stoplights from the beach in Westwood.
It was 8.3 miles to get here, and it took me 45 minutes. So you never know how long it's going to take.
True.
But, you know, you get down there. It's fun. We have, like, team stuff down there, so it's cool.
Workouts and stuff like that now, running on the beach and all that. Working the balance and all that. It's not just Baywatch stuff, man.
If you would have had your chance to play, you know, you're a Southern California guy, would you have gone to UCLA or would you have gone to USC?
Oh, I'm still to this day upset UCLA didn't offer me. They offered the left tackle, the other tackle in high school who blew his knee out, and they thought it was me, and they called me and said, when's your knee going to be healthy? And not like I still think about it or anything, but it was my dream to go to UCLA. Like everybody in Southern California, you want to go to UCLA or USC. You want to. Now, my mom played at UCLA, so that's why I had that side. But most Southern California guys are split USC or UCLA.
Yep, that's definitely true. You know, there's high schools that go one way or the other. You know, you got your Long Beach Poly. They're normally headed over to USC or Modern Day. You know, a lot of Modern Day kids are coming to us. So. You know, it's kind of just like a pipeline in Orange County, L.A., and then now even moving into San Diego where I'm from. You know, these are the teams that you want to play for, and you want to come up here and make these teams better.
Well, you guys just got the new uniforms now, too.
Yeah, Under Armour did a really good job, and we love them. They're comfortable. They look sharp, and we're excited to wear them September 3rd.
Wait a minute. I saw Josh Woods do a photo shoot. You're outside linebacker. I didn't see you get asked to do one.
I did one, actually. Yeah, I did.
Okay, well, good.
I was there. I did it. They got me up somewhere around the school and stuff like that. So it was funny, though. My jersey wasn't there because it was here for media because they had to send it up to San Francisco, and then my other one was like with Fox Sports or something, and so I had to wear our backup middle linebacker's number 52 jersey, and it was a little too small for me. So it was I was kind of stuck in there. But they got me. They took some good shots of me. So it was fun.
We'll see you in early November. Stay healthy. Have a good senior year.
Yeah, thank you. Right, I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks,
pleasure.
Scott.